In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Good Friday, we come face to face with the death of the Son of God at the hands of the people he came to save. At the hands of people, he came to bring the good news of God. The good news that each and every person is created in the image of God and is through and through and through and through loved by God. For so many people in Jesus' time, this message was indeed good news. So many, in fact, that accounts of his healing ministry, his teaching, his preaching, his mere presence, brought new life and new love to people, towns, villages, and even the whole surrounding countryside, as St. Luke writes in his Gospel. Thousands from far and wide fled to Jesus to catch even just a glimpse of what God's love made flesh looked like. These events fill four Gospels, and as the patron saint of this church, St. John, writes in the very last line of his Gospel, but there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So much grace and so much love. For some, however, as is often the case, even to this day, the good news of God's grace and love for all people didn't fit their human agenda. Didn't fit into a neat schema of who was deserving of love, of who was deserving of God's love, of who was worthy of inheriting the kingdom of God. Because for some people, the very people Jesus came to save were the very people they deemed not worth saving at all. The poor, the refugee, the imprisoned, the addicted, the sick, the suffering, the dying, and yes, even the dead. All of these people God thought worth saving, of loving, and still does. Yet there were those in Jesus' time for whom this was simply too much. It was too different, it's too confronting, too frankly unlikely, too generous. And everybody then knew what everybody knows now, right? That God only loves those whom we love, that we deem worthy, who fit into our schema of salvation. But God's plan of salvation has always been different, always different to our plans and our desires. And here on Good Friday, we are brought face to face with the price God was prepared to pay to let humanity know of just how much God loves us. That God in Christ would do, as Jesus is recorded teaching in John 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Here on Good Friday, some 2,000 years later, we remember that Jesus did exactly that. Precisely that. And he succumbed to humanity's worst devices to do so. Today's reading of the Passion narrative, John's account of the trial, death, and crucifixion of Jesus, reminds us brutally of just how exactly our Lord and Saviour died. One nail after the other, one hour after the other, tired, naked, humiliated, one breath after another, until the light went out. We need be reminded of that reality, that the Son of God died at the hands of the people. He came to heal and teach and love and save, to die at the worst of what humanity could be, to give us the grace to be the example of what the very best that humans could be. There is so much in our world that we need put to death. Greed, violence against women, war, anti-Semitism, the list goes on and on. But what must never die is what never dies on the cross, which is love and grace and forgiveness and the promise of new life. Good Friday is so named because it is on this day that we remember that the very death of Jesus brings the good news of God incarnate to that last barrier of human life, that is death. That in Jesus God goes into death, and for a time, for 3 days in fact, would appear to succumb, but on Easter Day emerges victorious. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're not at Easter yet. Today instead we dwell there with him, in the tomb, as it were, and ruminate and reflect on a world without Christ in it, nor his grace, his mercy and love. All the grace, mercy and love he bids us share in these little lives of ours. In that tomb we dwell today for a time and sit with the reality of the price God in Christ was prepared to pay to love and save us all.